The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Terry Pinch, co-hosting. Good morning, Terry. Good
morning, Tony. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. It's going to be a great show today. And before we go any further, Score Chapter here in the Fox Cities would like to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. It's the 17th of March. We all hope you have a great one. And it's a beautiful, bright day out there, so enjoy your holiday. Our program is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter located here in Appleton. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we'll tell you more about our Score Chapter as we go through the program this morning. But we'd like to welcome our guest this morning, Teresa Gross. Teresa is the owner of Education Not Incarceration, Inc., a 501c3 corporation, and she also owns an LLC called A Village LLC. And Teresa's joined this morning by two of her board members, Ellen and Chad. So without further ado, good morning, Teresa, and welcome to BizTalk.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for inviting us.
You betcha. Good morning, Chad and Ellen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great. We got everyone working. Teresa, tell us a little bit about your company, Education Not Incarceration, Inc.
Education Not Incarceration, Inc. was designed to help individuals who are just entering the world of crime and incarceration, maybe because of addiction or other issues that are going on at home or with friends or whatever is leading them down that negative path. And so what we want to do is we want to offer a safe, supportive environment for them, allowing them to work, allowing them to go to school, allowing them to find jobs in the community that would support a home, family, and just see them turn around and become mentors for the next person that they can help through the program after they go through it.
On BizTalk, we like to bring folks on who are entrepreneurs or started their own companies. And the folks in the audience today, as every Saturday, are interested in how did they get started? What kind of challenges did they overcome? What's the motivation? And Teresa, what was the motivation for you to do this?
I was a high school teacher at Appleton East High School for 20 years, and I noticed that there were a number of students that were suffering from different emotional issues, anxiety, depression, eating disorders, different things like that. And I knew that I wasn't credentialed for it, so I went back to school and as a result ended up at the Outagamie County Jail in the Harbor House. And I found that many of the same issues that I would see with my students were there in the jail and at the Harbor House. So I always thought to myself, I wish I could just bring this person home. Mm-hmm. So instead, what I needed to do in my mind was create a home for them somehow.
When did you start the company, Teresa?
It actually started in the fall of last year. We put together our 501c3 and designed the plan for the organization and started reaching out to the community.
Well, as we go into the program, if anyone in the audience has a question for Teresa or Chad or Ellen, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150 if you're outside Appleton. You can reach us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 866-887-1150. Now, Teresa, we just told the audience how to reach us, but how can they reach you?
Well, they can call us at 920-809-6766. Or they can go onto our website, which is actually through A Village, but both companies are on the A Village website, which is A Village, the number 4, the letter U, avillageforyou.org.
Okay, Teresa, you talked a little bit about your 501(c), but you also have an LLC, which you just mentioned. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, I wanted to create a village of support, so I decided to call it a village because my intention is to bring people with similar struggles together to share their experiences, and I know that that works tremendously in the classroom, and I know it works with AA and other groups that I've been a part of. So what we want to do is we want to focus on four areas that I noticed were problems in the school, problems in the jail, and some of those things included stress and anxiety, addiction, bad habits, being stuck in a job that was causing stress, having experienced abuse as a child or in an abusive relationship currently. Sometimes we're in abusive relationships with friends, sometimes with our siblings. You know, it's not always parents or someone that you're in a relationship with. And grief, loss, and loneliness. You know, you lose. Some people, they lose a dog, and they are devastated, and they are stuck for years just because of the loss of an animal. So let's bring all these people together and talk about these things and learn different ways and practices to move forward in our lives.
Teresa, you have a very noble cause here, and you're starting a organization that's probably going to make a lot of difference.
I hope so.
In a lot of lives. Starting with this program, starting the day you started your company, you're going to make a difference. And you're gaining support in the community. You have two board members here this morning. Ellen, tell us, share with the audience, why did you join this organization? What was it about this organization that fired you up to commit your time to it?
I've known Therese for several years. I am retired from Outagamie County, the Justice Center, the jail, as a psychotherapist working with individuals who had so many issues they were dealing with and had no support, which ended them in the jail. So when I saw and worked with Therese and saw her passion, her need, her desire to help these individuals, I said, I'm all in. I want to be there.
Chad, will you share yours?
So I've been working in corrections for about 15 years, and Teresa approached me and mentioned what education, not incarceration, the vision of it was. And I noticed working in the jail, the issues we have is that we address a lot of things when they become criminally involved in the heart and trying to get them into programs and things like that can be challenging once they've been criminally involved. So with Teresa's vision, I thought it was a great idea to actually get involved in their life prior to being incarcerated, prior to having those criminal backgrounds and stuff like that. So the opportunities do not close on them, but we can hopefully open some opportunities and open their minds to what they can actually do.
Okay, thank you, Chad. Teresa, can you talk a little bit about the process from moving from a teacher into starting your own LLC and nonprofit and what you had to go through to get that done?
Well, as a teacher, you're limited to really what you can do as far as getting involved with a student's life. And so I knew that I had to kind of create my own business so that I don't get in trouble for doing what my passion is in helping individuals. You have to be very careful legally with a lot of different things that you do, whether you're working in the jail or as a teacher. So I just sat down and looked into the community as what other kind of organizations were out there. I mean, there's other organizations such as COTS, Riverview Gardens, the Ryan Community, Mooring House. Many of these organizations are organizations that work with drug addiction. And that's not really our focus. Our focus is to help individuals with those challenges. But what we want to do is we want to catch them and support them before they get to the point where they've committed a felony. We don't want them to be limited in education, joining the military, job choices, and all of that. So, you know, I kind of had to create something of my own.
Teresa, in applying what you just said and carrying that out, are you going to rely on volunteers to work with these young people who are, you're hopefully going to catch them before they become convicted of a crime? Are you going to rely on volunteers? Are you going to hire staff? Is it a combination? How do you see the delivery of your services?
I'm really hoping that the school district might jump on board with us. And, you know, I'd like, my vision is to go into the schools, go into churches, talk about what our vision is, and hope that we can get mentors on board. If someone knows how to garden really well, let's get a garden set up in each one of those homes. Let's get someone who knows how to deal with budgeting. And once these individuals are working and earning money, let's teach them how to budget. You know, some of these individuals have never had a bank account before. They don't know how to budget money. They don't know how to shop intelligently for proper food, you know, to get healthy food. Let's if someone knows how to create healthy meals, let's show them how to cook these healthy meals. So, you know, we're looking for all kinds of mentors in many different areas just with life skills.
Almost like a pal, almost like a buddy that the young
yes.
person could call up and say, hey, Ken, I'd like to plant a garden, but I don't know how to do that. Would you show me how to do that?
Right. We have, you know, big brothers and big sisters for little children, but we really don't have anything for adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how are you going? Have you identified, like, you must have some obviously character limitations to what these mentors would be, but how would you select a mentor? If someone is listening and they want to call you and say, I'd like to volunteer to help kids plant a garden, what should they bring to your organization other than the gardening expertise?
I would like to see that mentor have a passion for what we're doing and an understanding of what we're doing. More importantly, commit themselves to making a difference in the community themselves with their own talent.
Someone who wants to pay it forward.
Absolutely, and it works.
Because we're not alone in this world.
You're so right. We're together in it, and Therese is making this great effort, and so it just makes sense that everybody would want to be behind her.
With that, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Therese and Brad, or Chad and Ellen, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're sitting here talking with Teresa Gross, who's the owner of Education Not Incarceration, Inc. She also started a second company called A Village LLC. And we're talking about her desire to help young people before they become convicted felons, people who have issues in their lives in school and have a place to go. So we'll get back to talking to Teresa in just a moment. I'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter first. The Fox City SCORE chapter was started about 42 years ago. We are housed in the Fox City's Chamber building. They've been a great landlord for all that time, and we don't have to pay any rent, but we thank the Fox City's Chamber for their support. We have about 45 volunteer mentors in our chapter who service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we provide free, no-cost, confidential mentoring to entrepreneurs who want to start a company, or if they're in business and they want to grow their company, take advantage of an opportunity, or maybe have to solve a problem. You can contact us at foxcities.score.org. Again, foxcities.score.org, and fill out the request for free mentoring assistance. A mentor would be assigned to you in probably 24 hours, and those mentors have expertise in various areas that will help serve your business: HR, accounting, legal, marketing, IT, banking cash flow. Well, no matter what your question is, check us out at foxcities.score.org, and I think you'll understand how valuable the SCORE mentoring can be for your company. 350 chapters around the country, 12,000 mentors. It's been working for over 60 years. Well, we're talking this morning with Teresa Gross, owner of Education, Not Incarceration, Inc., and we have a caller on the line this morning. Thank you for calling in, Bob. Do you have a question for Teresa?
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Robert. Can you hear me?
Yes, Robert. Thank you for calling.
maybe I missed it, but what is your biggest challenge in starting up this business? What's it like?
Great question.
Well, my biggest challenge is to remain patient because I want to be way ahead of the game, and I have to be sure to just take it one step at a time.
How you doing?
Well, that's my challenge. I'm this type A personality that wants to get the job done, and when you depend on all kinds of things to fall into place, you have to learn that you have to be patient and allow that process to happen. And it really does happen. It does, if you work hard.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Robert. That's a great question. It's important that business owners always keep that balance in their effort,
yes.
Keep the eye on the ball. Emotion's important, but don't lose the passion.
Right.
Manage the emotion, but let the passion drive.
And celebrate the little victories.
And how do you work with your board members to make sure you're having that balance there and keeping the passion but also keeping the perspective?
Well, we try to meet once a week, and we always have an agenda. We try to make good use of our time, and we stay communicating. So, as long as we're communicating, we come up with our own ideas, and we keep moving things forward. And we're working together very well. When one person's ability isn't allowing them to do one thing, then another person steps up. So we've been working really well as a team. I appreciate my board members, let me tell you.
From a board member perspective, how do you work with Teresa to make sure you give her the advice and assistance she needs?
Well, we try to keep her on track, obviously. But I think all of us in the board bring some different perspective to each situation and how we're dealing with things. Due to different connections that we have, different experiences and things like that. So I think our board works well with each other in supporting each other in what we need to get done.
I was really careful who I chose for my board members because I knew that they were all going to bring something to this company that would be beneficial. I know sometimes people choose their sister or, their cousin or somebody just to have a board member, but I was very selective.
Sometimes the best board members are those that ask the hard questions.
Yes.
And it's all in the interest of furthering the organization.
Absolutely.
Not just being nice to each other. Mm-hmm. We can be respectful to each other, but still ask the hard questions. Teresa, are you looking for more board members? How many do you have right now?
Well, there are four of us on the board, but we can always use anybody that, has any passion for moving what our vision is forward. So, bring it on. Come on, join us.
And if they're interested in helping you out, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at teresa@avillageforyou.org or 920-809-6766.
As you started your company, Teresa, did you have to go through a licensing permit process? Every entrepreneur has to get organized, form an LLC, do that sort of thing. Was there anything that you had to do to further your take your company down the road here?
Well, I know that this is put on by SCORE, but I'll tell you, SCORE has been a huge help to me. There have been times, especially with the LLC, where I just kind of felt alone and stuck at times. And the mentors from SCORE have been so valuable to me. I can't say enough about the organization. It's just I would suggest anybody get involved with SCORE. And eventually I would like to be a mentor with my experiences to help other people.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to have you.
I would
love it.
But
you're too busy right now.
Not right now. Yes, I am.
But there's a long future for you. Would you be willing to share the names of the mentors you worked with?
There's Bob Molitor, and there's Paul Dozier, and there's Brad DeBrew, and just a number of people that I've talked to through this process.
Well, thanks for that endorsement, Teresa. And anyone listening can find a mentor at foxcities.score.org.
And I suggest it, definitely.
Thank you. In terms of you don't have any buildings yet, do you? You don't have any houses or anything for you?
We have an office located right across the street from Appleton East High School on Calumet in the Scanlon Jewelry building we mm-hmm. are. So we have our office going on there for the groups and the one-on-one counseling. However, we don't have our houses yet to move the education non-incarceration forward. And we really could use help in that area so we can actually launch this business.
Now, would you be looking to purchase a house, or would you rent a house, or if there's a benefactor out there who'd be willing to let you rent a house for $1 a month or something? Anyway, will work.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Any particular area of town that's required?
Well, we would like to be in the city of Appleton.
Okay. So,
do you want to?
Appleton has been very supportive of our project. We've talked to the mayor and others, and so we would like to keep it in that area, Tri-County, but in the city of Appleton.
And what size, what type of house are you looking for? Like a three-bedroom ranch, two-story home?
Well, we were looking at a three-bedroom so that we could help, if we put two people in each bedroom, we could help six people at that time. But if someone would want to donate a two-bedroom, I'm not going to turn it down, I'll tell you.
I think it's helpful to let the community know that you have that need, and if there's
yes.
someone out there who could call you next week and talk to you about that, how could they reach you again? I forgot that number.
920-809-6766.
With that, we'll take our next break. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking with Teresa Gross this morning. Teresa's the owner of Education Not Incarceration, Inc., a 501c3. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to BizTalk. Our guest this morning is Teresa Gross, owner of Education Not Incarceration, Inc., and a company called A Village LLC. And Teresa is deeply committed to helping young people who are struggling with emotional situations in their lives and giving them an outlet to possibly deal with those things and get past those crises in their lives. In the previous segment, I told you a little bit about our SCORE chapter and the free confidential mentoring that we offer. In addition to that, we do seminars in the community, educational seminars. We also partner with other, collaborate with partners in delivering resources and knowledge to entrepreneurs. Terry, what's coming up on the calendar in terms of seminars or collaborative efforts?
Okay. We have an exciting announcement from the Midday Women's Alliance and CAP Services to help support female small business owners in the Appleton area. Midday Women's Alliance, in collaboration with CAP Services, is announcing the creation of the Fox Cities Women's Entrepreneurship Grant Program. Through this program and a competitive application process, they'll be awarding $1,500 grants to businesses to help them get started. The deadline for applications is April 26th, and you can go to capservices.org/event/FCWEGP or call 920-209-1384 to get more information from CAP Services. But exciting opportunity for people in the area, women in the area, to get a grant to help them with their business.
Well, thanks, Terry. And folks can go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Keep visiting that site because the calendar keeps changing. We'll cover seminars here on BizTalk, but it's another place to go get more specific information about the topic, who the presenter might be, where it's located, and if there's a cost, it's usually no more than $25 to attend one of our seminars, but they're very helpful. We'd like to turn back to Teresa and Chad and Ellen now. They're here representing Teresa's company, Education Not Incarceration, Inc., and a Village LLC. Teresa, your background is teaching. You had a vision. You wanted to help kids you saw in your classroom. In a way, you weren't able to help them as a teacher due to the restrictions of just being a teacher. It went deeper than just what you could offer as a teacher, so you took action on that.
Yes, I did.
You actually went back to school and earned a master's degree.
Yes, I did. I went to Lakeland, and that allowed me to go to school in the evening, and then when I did my internship at the jail in the Harbor House, it allowed me to get weekend hours and night hours through that program as well. So I made it all work.
Yes, and now you're at the beginning of actually delivering the vision that you imagined back in those days, you know, several years ago when you started this, when you had this dream.
This is an exciting time.
Yeah. What are the struggles that, can you give some examples of, you don't have to name names, but what is a real struggle that you see in children in high school? And maybe parents should understand a little bit about what these children are going through, because sometimes in today's world, the parents and the children don't always communicate very effectively.
No, and that's very true. And oftentimes parents would come to me, what can I do to help my daughter? And then sometimes the daughters would come to me and say, how can I talk to my mom? And I think oftentimes we have trouble just learning what kind of language to use or when to talk to somebody or allowing the time for each other and just, you know, being able to make that connection. And everybody's so busy in their lives and, you know, everybody's going this way and going that way. Oftentimes families don't even have time to sit down at a meal anymore. And that was something that was huge when I was a kid. You know, we had to be in at 5 and too bad if you're not here, you're in trouble if you're not here. You know, there wasn't all these other things taking us in different directions. We're so disconnected now as a family even and as a community. And so what I'm trying to do is bring that disconnection to a village and bring everybody together and be supportive and make connections and talk to each other one-on-one, not through our cell phones, but, you know, in person.
If you have a question for Teresa or Chad or Ellen this morning, you can reach us in the studio here at 281-1150, 281-1150. I'd encourage you to call. It's a great topic, and the question is going to be meaningful, and everyone will benefit from the response your question brings. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay. Teresa, you've talked already about getting assistance from SCORE and just now about the importance of community and getting people involved and drawing people together. Could you talk a little bit more about assistance that you and other entrepreneurs, whether it's nonprofit or business, can get in the community to help them?
Well, one of the first things that I did is I applied for a grant to go through the eSeed program through Fox Valley Tech. And that was so beneficial because we learned all about any aspect of what business is all about. And we also had speakers come in and talk to us, you know, about putting together a website and how to manage your finances and all of these kind of setting up a business plan. And it was a huge benefit. And there's all kinds of other people trying to form different businesses, and we can learn from each other. Again, groups learning from each other, that was huge. And I also would suggest that any time that there's some sort of an organization offering a free seminar pertaining to business, to get involved in that, because I learned so much from every little meeting that I attended. Every time someone had something to tell me, I was just taking it all in like a sponge and trying to learn as much as I could.
We have a caller on the line, Teresa. Good morning, Joy. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Teresa or Chad or Ellen?
Yes, I just have a question for the group here. I was listening, and I noticed that you were looking for some housing. And me, I can't afford to provide you with a house, but maybe I could do some sort of donation, a monetary donation. How would I do that?
Okay, you can contact us at 920-809-6766, and we would be happy to meet with you and discuss how you can help us.
Sure, that sounds wonderful. What was the number again?
920-809-6766, or you can contact me at teresa@avillageforyou.org.
Okay, all right, wonderful.
Thanks for calling, Joy. That's a great question. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to just mention Teresa is spelled without the H.
Without the H.
T-E-R-E-S-A. Yep, because there's two ways of spelling that.
There are.
Teresa, in the community, as you've started to broadcast your desire to establish this business and offer these services for these people who need it, how has it been received? When you go somewhere, how do people respond to
you? Oh, people are very interested. And they know that there's a need for this in our community. And, you know, everybody's talking about building new prisons, but, you know, in reality, let's figure out a way to prevent them from even needing the prison. Let's catch them ahead of time before all this starts happening.
Chad or Ellen, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, so like Teresa was saying, I mean, If we want to lock people up, we can do that. That's very easy to do. Jails do very well with that. But if we want to actually prevent this from happening, try to prevent crime from happening, we have to do something in the front end of things, which we are attempting to do. We're trying to get involved in people's life before they get criminally involved, so they don't end up in the jail, because jails don't do a very good job. I mean, at changing behavior, you're looking at it, it's about 75% recidivism rate in Allegheny County area. Jails are very good for locking people up, not very good for changing behavior. So let's start working on changing behavior and helping them.
We have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning. Chad, do you have a question for us?
I had a question for Teresa.
Sure.
I think it's great what you're doing with the education on incarceration and a village. I'd like to hear a little bit more about maybe the types of clients or issues you might work with, individual counseling and with groups, and then maybe some of the background of your training.
Great question, Chad. Thanks.
Okay, well, I'm licensed through the state as an LPC, licensed professional counselor, and I have my drug and alcohol addiction, substance abuse counseling and training through the state. So I'm what's considered dual certified. I'm also trained in trauma-informed care. So that's another huge area that is growing in our community, you know, how to deal with people with mental health challenges in a compassionate way. So who do we deal with typically in our program? A village would be people who are coming to us with anxiety, sleeping issues, depression, relationship problems, not knowing how to set up boundaries in their life, and they need a little help with that. Learning how to positively communicate with people. Maybe they are fearful in communicating. They don't know in which direction to go with their lives, and we kind of provide that support.
Could you talk a little bit more about the services you offer these people through the LLC?
Well, we do the one-on-one training. And we do groups. We have four different groups that we offer. It's on our website, www.avillageforyou.org. And you can see a little bit more in detail what we do. The groups begin the week of April 2nd. So each group has room for 10 people in it. And so we encourage everybody to start signing up for the group that they think that would best fit their situation. We also do what is called a checkup from the neck up. It's a 30-question survey of different holistic health areas, you know, your sleeping, your eating, your ways that you handle stress, all these kind of things. And then we help direct you in ways to overcome some of these challenges.
Could you talk a little bit about how you integrate the work of the LLC with the nonprofit? How are they linked?
Well, you know, we haven't launched the nonprofit because we don't have the houses yet. That's what we need to get going. But once we have the individuals we're supporting these individuals in our homes, we will suggest that they take some of the counseling programs that we offer in the LLC.
Teresa, when you do get your first home and you have 3-bedroom homes, 6 residents in there, how long would you envision them to stay in that house? Are you going to have a program, a timing, and they have
to
do
certain
things? You
know, that's a really good question. I worked for organizations that would put a time limit on these individuals, and oftentimes they'd relapse or get into trouble or lash out when they knew that it was time for them to leave. So instead of putting a time frame on it, let's just keep, as long as they're moving forward, I think when they feel that they have their wings and they are able to move out on their own, that won't be a problem for them because they'll have the self-esteem and the knowledge and the ability to be independent. However, they are not going to be just cut loose. One of the requirements of our program is that they agree to be a mentor when they leave. So whoever is in their bed, they're in their bed now, whoever takes their bed when they leave, that is going to be their mentee. That's going to be the person that they will be supporting. So we are creating this village.
I think you mentioned, because I met you last week at the Million Cups program, or
yes,
2 weeks ago. That's an event at the Fox Valley Tech and Urbedini Center at 9 o'clock every morning if any entrepreneurs want to show up for that. It's no charge. It's fun. But I met you there, and I think there you said, or your material, do the residents have to pay something to rent? They just don't live there for nothing.
We don't want it to be, we don't want the county paying for their rent. We don't want, mom and dad paying for their rent. We are trying to instill responsible, have a sense of pride over their house that they, there's some ownership there. So they do have to pay $250. They have to have a part-time job. They also need to go to school. And when I was working in the jail, a number of times I would say to these smart individuals I was working with, these clients, why are you in jail and not in college? You're so smart. And they'd say, well, I burned that bridge, or, this happened or that happened. So what we want to do is we do need, some support through the schools, through different people helping. Let's get them in school. Let's help them find success in one class even. And then maybe with that one class, that feeling of success will be so addictive that they just want to keep moving forward.
Well, we all make mistakes, and we learn from our mistakes. But if we're not given the opportunity to learn the lesson or to apply the lesson that we learned, we're left with nothing.
That's true.
You're basically giving them the opportunity to apply the lesson they learned from their mistake.
In a safe environment.
And be forgiven.
Yes.
And being shown that there is a future, there's a hope for your life. You can turn this around.
Yes.
They're not alone.
No, they are not alone.
I mean, we've all seen, and you in a classroom for so long, you've seen a lot of families and a lot of children struggle with these issues and not end up well because there was no place to go.
Oh,
now they have a place to go.
It was very upsetting to me when I would walk through the halls of the jail and I would hear, Mrs. Gross, Mrs. Gross. And these are now my, in jail when they were my students 5-6 years ago. And that was very upsetting to me.
I'd like to take a moment and just comment on, you mentioned earlier that you went through training, you got your certifications. Just for those folks in the audience who may not understand, that doesn't come by just getting a degree. I read something you had to spend like 3,000 hours. Tell us about tell us about the training you received.
Well, in order to be licensed through the state, you have to put in 3,000 hours of work doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're working with clients.
Who certifies that 3,000 hours? How do you do that?
Well, you have to have a supervisor that is sanctioned through the state to authorize these hours for your licensing.
So the credentials are there. They were earned, and
yes,
you learned something there.
Yes.
And where you worked, are they, those people still in your network and helping you? In
absolutely.
Some, it just never goes away, right?
And Ellen,
I
right
say
here,
something real quickly. Therese came to me with this background in teaching, a very soft and supportive and caring individual. My concern was that she couldn't handle the jail environment, and she proved me wrong. She was invaluable and spent, I don't know how many years, 4 years,
no,
Therese,
five,
plus,
five
years, when she completed her 3,000 hours with me.
That's great, and it's a tribute to your commitment. Like I said earlier, you were teaching for 20 years. You had this vision, this wake-up call, and you went and did something about it. But it wasn't just going to your bank account, drawing some money out, and putting up a building. It was like getting training and working 3,000 hours and so on. We have to take our first or last break right now. Lindsay, you just called in, but if you can hold on, we'll catch you right after the break. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're going into our final segment. We're talking this morning with Teresa Gross. Teresa is the very excited and motivated owner of Education Not Incarceration, Inc., and another company called A Village LLC. She's joined this morning by two of her board members, Ellen and Chad. It's been a great program. So if you have missed part of the program, we invite you to go to our website, biztalkwithscore.com, next week, Wednesday. It should be out on our website, this show, and you can listen to the program and catch up on what you might have missed. Before we get back to Teresa, I'd just like to mention one more thing about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter brings this program to you each weekend. We've been doing it for probably 16 years, and we really enjoy it, but we couldn't do this program without the support of our sponsors. So we want to acknowledge and thank those sponsors right now. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, and Wisconsin Business Development. We also have two in-kind sponsors who help us. One is Candeo Creative, Zach Palowski in Oshkosh, who built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and helps us maintain that. So thanks to Chad and his staff. Also, we want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, who promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. And in return, we promote their radio or their newspaper every week on our radio show. So we want to thank them for their support. And by the way, if you're a business owner or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, gosh, for only $20 a year, you can stay tuned to what all the business opportunities are in East Central Wisconsin to help you network and take advantage and grow your company. So thanks to all of our sponsors, and if you're interested in sponsoring the program, we'd love to talk to you. Teresa, we're talking during the break. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, great.
Lindsay, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Do you have a question for Teresa this morning?
Yes, I'm really concerned about my younger brother. He just dropped out of college, and he's doing illegal drugs and in a bad crowd, and I'm worried that, you know, he might get locked up eventually. And you mentioned the houses, but what exactly, like, what, how does someone qualify for the houses, and would you take him, and what could we do for him now?
That's a great question.
Well, some of the requirements that we have, we're going to be working with individuals 21 to 35 years old. Does your brother fall in that age category?
He's almost that age, yes.
Okay. We're asking that these individuals be referred either by a probation agent, teacher, somebody in the family. Somebody needs to refer him to us. He will be interviewed through our program a number of times and assessed that, you know, he's ready to make a change in his life. He's got to be willing to work. He's got to be willing to attend classes. And he's got to be open-minded to mentoring. You know, if someone wants to teach him how to garden, he's got to be willing to be open-minded to that sort of thing. And then willing to give back once things have straightened out in his life. Right now, we don't have the homes. Hopefully, that will change soon. But if you would like, contact us at 920-809-6766, and maybe we can get, you know, your family or your brother into some one-on-one counseling or groups.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Lindsay. That was a great question.
Okay. Thank you. We move to the end of the program, we like to ask our guests for a biz tip. What is the one thing you would like entrepreneurs and people thinking about starting nonprofits as well, as they're thinking about it, what is the one tip you would leave them?
Well, the one tip is if you have a passion, go for it. Don't be afraid. And surround yourself with individuals who are supportive of your cause. And don't get down if things aren't moving as quickly as you want them to move.
Okay. And that's a really good biz tip. You mentioned during the show and pre-show the patience thing.
Yes.
But there's a balance between being patient and you got to keep the ball moving too.
You do. You do.
Apples only ripen so fast on the tree, and then when it's ready, correct. It's ready to be picked. But you got to get there.
And you can make that happen by just going and talking to people. Go into organizations and make that happen.
Board members, too.
So anybody want to join our cause, you know.
How do they reach you? I forgot that.
920-809-6766 or teresa@avillageforyou.org.
And A Village for You is A Village, the number four, the letter U.org.
That's correct.
And they can find out all about your company and the Education Not Incarceration, Inc., LLC. And you're willing to take donations, too, right?
Oh, please.
And it's a tax-deductible 501c3.
It is. We have a 501c3.
So if someone wants to support you, they can write you a check or they can bring you some things in kind like bedding or food.
Oh, absolutely. You know? We have the room in our office, a whole side of the room, that the basement of our building that we're setting up for dishes and, you know, bedding and all of that good stuff.
Well, Teresa, we want to thank you and Chad and Ellen for joining us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY.